Good morning, brothers and sisters of Christ. Today, we're going to spend a few minutes considering a fairly simple children's book, which is aimed at Christian children around 5 or 6 years old. Now, I know that's an odd place to start an exhort, but some aspects of God's plan are so simple that even young children can understand them. So even though our encouragement today might start on a very basic level, hopefully it gives us a few things to think about. So here is just a summary of this book. There was a village of small wooden people. Each of these wooden people were carved by a craftsman named Eli, who lived up on a hill nearby. And I don't want to spoil the ending, but Eli is God. All of the people in the town had a box filled with gold star stickers, and they had a box full of grey dot stickers. They would spend all day sticking stickers on each other. They gave gold star stickers to the wooden people with the best paint, or the smartest brains, or the most amazing talents. The people covered in gold stars loved it, and they did their best to get even more gold stars. Other villagers who weren't so good at things got grey dots instead. And the main character in this story was covered in grey dots. He would try to do the same impressive things as those with gold stars, but he would fail and would get given grey dots instead. When he failed, he felt bad about himself and he was given more grey dots. When he tried to explain how hard he was trying, he wouldn't use the right words and got given even more grey dots for saying silly things. And sometimes other people would give him grey dots just because he had lots of grey dots. The conclusion he came to was that he was just no good. One day he saw something he had never seen before, and that was a villager with no stickers on her at all. There were no dots, but there were no stars either. She explained how it worked. Other people would be impressed that she had no grey dots on her and would try to give her a gold star as a reward. But the sticker wouldn't stick. It would fall off. Other times, people would look down at her for not having any gold stars, and they'd try and give her a grey dot, but that would fall off as well. "How do you do it?" he asked. She said, "It's easy. Every day I go and talk to Eli." You can probably see where this is going. After thinking about it for a while, the villager covered in grey dots got the courage to go and visit Eli, where he was greeted by name. "How do you know my name?" he asked. Eli replied, "Of course I know your name. I made you. You don't need to worry about what the other villagers think about you. They are just like you. Who are they to give out stars or dots? What matters is what I think. And I think you are pretty special." The villager asked about why the stickers kept falling off the other villager he had met. Eli responded, "Because she has decided that what I think is more important than what they think. The stickers only stick if you let them. The more you trust my love, the less you care about the stickers. This might take a while, but come and see me every day, and I'll remind you how much I care about you." As the villager walked back home, he thought, Eli seemed to really care. And with that thought, the first grey dot fell off. So that's it. That is the book. Just a children's story, reminding them that what God thinks is more important than what people think. And there's also the encouragement to talk to God every day. And if you do, perhaps some of the unfair labels that have been stuck on you throughout the day will start to fall off. Now, totally acknowledging it's just a kid's book and not a perfect analogy, let's have a deeper think about it though. So first, the main character. If you're anything like me, you'll know what it's like to feel like you are covered in grey dots, some of which, unfortunately, you put on yourself. You might convince yourself that everyone else has a happier family. They've got bigger houses in better suburbs, a better job, more holidays overseas, more spare time, more of all the good stuff. And they're just covered in gold stars without even trying. And the harder we try to catch up, the more we fail. And we end up with more grey dots. But in the story, there was a solution to this feeling. There's something you can do about it. We'll come back to that later. What of all the other villagers that spent their days giving out and receiving stickers? In the story, Eli didn't have much to say about it other than the stickers don't matter. But putting us in this story, what exactly are we talking about here? The stickers are public and visible actions towards others. We hand out stars for what we think is good behaviour, and we hand out grey dots to those who we feel are showing bad behaviour. And if we're being honest, unfortunately, this does happen, especially when people feel they need to prove that they're better than others. So I mentioned this is a Christian book, so let's see what the Bible has to say about this topic. To start with, listen to Paul's comments to the ecclesia in Corinth, because they were struggling with a whole range of problems. He said, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise." As a very different way of expressing these thoughts, here's the same verse from the Message. We are not, understand, putting ourselves in a league with those who boast that they're our superiors. We wouldn't dare do that. But in all this comparing and grading and competing, they quite miss the point. Jesus was even more direct in his parable about the two men praying. He said, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. There is some serious grey dots being handed out by this Pharisee. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess, and now he's giving himself some gold stars. But the parable keeps going. The publican, standing far off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So we're looking at a children's book today, and it's interesting that straight after this parable, that's when Jesus said we must be humble like children. So his description of the publican, who was fully aware of his shortcomings, brings us nicely to the next point in the children's book. What are we to think of people covered in grey dots? One conclusion you might come to is that they are humble. After all, they don't try to go after the gold stars, and they're comfortable with their grey dots. The topic of humility is an interesting thing, because the instant someone says they have it, that is the instant that they prove that they don't have it. If someone needs to boast about their humility, that's actually pride, which is the exact opposite. So wearing our grey dots like a badge of honour and pointing them out to everyone we talk to, that's false humility. Think again back to the point of the story. The stickers, that's people's opinions of us, do not matter. God's opinion of us is the only thing that matters. What of those lucky enough to be covered in gold stars? The message is pretty similar. Don't boast about them, because it's God's opinion that matters, not man's. We've all been blessed with different talents, but the point of them is not to get praise from others. There are a couple of Jesus parables on exactly this topic, and the message is clear. You've got talents, use them to do work that is pleasing to God. That's why you have them. Before we move on, one final note about this whole idea of giving and receiving praise or rebuke. Does this mean we can't do it at all? If someone does something for us that we are truly grateful for, like we heard last week, does this mean we're not allowed to say thank you, because that's the same as giving him a gold star? And by the same token, if we become aware of something that's not right, are we banned from saying something because that's giving them a grey dot? Obviously, these things are okay, but there are ways they can be done without glorifying or vilifying the other person. Because this whole idea of stars and dots is public, and they're designed to either praise someone or belittle them in front of everyone. Now again, don't forget this is a children's book. The ideas are very simple. Thanking people is essential, and it can be done easily without publicly glorifying the person that we want to say thank you to. And similarly, a quiet word about something we don't agree with is much more effective than a public dressing down of that person. Now, unfortunately, we have drifted into the grown-up practice of overcomplicating things. And unfortunately, adults are very good at throwing in lots of, but what about this? The message of the book was simple, though. Some people might praise us, some people might look down at us, but the only opinion that truly matters is God's. And we know he doesn't make mistakes. He made us the way we are, and it's up to us to choose what we're going to do with it. A good starting point is to talk to him and say thank you. So finally, let's consider Jesus. He received many stickers during his life, mostly grey dots, but it must be said there were a few gold stars as well. But he didn't care about any of them, because he knew they were all distractions from his main purpose. The Jewish leaders tried to stick plenty of grey dots on him by accusing him of all sorts of things, and they did this in public. They said he was possessed, he was a Samaritan, he was unclean, all sorts of things. But they couldn't make any of those labels stick. They just fell off. Other people laughed at Jesus' message, and they tried to give him a grey dot because they had no idea what he was talking about. And don't forget, early on, his friends and family tried to stop him because they thought he'd gone mad. Other times in his life, people gave him gold stars because they hoped it would encourage him to do more really interesting miracles in the future, and they hoped there'd be more free food as well. There were a couple of occasions where Jesus healed someone, and instead of demanding a gold star from them, he did the opposite and told them to keep it quiet. And there's one occasion, even when someone genuinely tried to give Jesus a gold star for being a good person, he refused it. Behold, one came and said unto him, "Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And he said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God." Despite allowing that gold star to fall off, Jesus acknowledged that this young man had asked a good question, and he answered it anyway. "But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." He saith unto them, "Which?" Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honour thy father and mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell what thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. In other words, he clearly loved the gold stars that he was covered in, and he did not want to let them go. So for Jesus, the good stickers didn't matter, and neither did the bad. They were all just noise. By the age of 12, he knew what his purpose was, to be about his father's business. And he spoke to God all the time. That clear focus on the things of God and being able to ignore the things of man allowed him to stay on course his whole life. He knew the end that was coming for him, and even though he didn't particularly like it, he knew how important it was. He knew what God's plan was, and he recognized that everything else was just a distraction. So let's remember his sacrifice now.